Of course, there are those who say that Schoenberg wrote this tonal piece out of desperation to have his music publicly performed. And indeed, this theme and variations in G minor was given its premiere performance by the Boston Symphony under Koussevitzky, who rarely, if ever, played 12-tone music by Schoenberg or anyone else. If the story is true, then it's a heartbreaking story, because far from connoting anything deprecatory or anything to impugn Schoenberg's integrity, it rather illustrates the pitiful situation of an unplayed master, 70 years old at that time, most of whose major works were yet to be performed by most of our major orchestras, and that includes the great violin concerto, the piano concerto, and the five pieces for orchestra, which may well be his orchestral masterpiece, to say nothing of Opus 31, Variations. But in whatever sense that story is true, it cannot detract from the evident truth of Schoenberg's continuing rocky romance with tonality, right up to his death in 1951. How else can we account for his orchestral transcriptions of Bach and Handel, and even Brahms' G minor piano quartet, which he also made late in his life, in fact, later than that other G minor piece we were just playing? You see, he loved music with such passion that the magnetic pull of tonality could never lose its hold on him, never quite, and it conditioned his own music to a smaller or greater extent, even through the whole revolutionary development of his 12-tone method.